it's time for Rain and Shine, your weekly regional science update, where we explore how the planet works and how we work with the planet.
Today's episode is short, just about as long as totality lasts during an eclipse, 1 to 5 minutes. There have been a lot of these lately, eclipses. Most recently, a penumbral lunar eclipse took place on Monday, March 25th, 2024. It was visible to the naked eye, and 95.57% of the moon was immersed in Earth's penumbral shadow, making it the deepest penumbral eclipse overall since May 5th, 2023, and the deepest for North and South America since February 2017. I looked it up, and the word penumbra refers to a space of partial illumination between the perfect shadow on all sides and the full light. On April 8, 2024, a total eclipse will cross North America, passing over Mexico, the United States, and Canada. A total solar eclipse happens when the moon passes between the Earth, completely blocking out the face of the sun. The sky will darken as if it were dawn or dusk. On October 14, 2023, we had a different kind of eclipse, one where the moon passed directly between the Earth and the sun, but unlike a total eclipse, the moon did not quite completely cover the solar disk. Instead, it left a thin ring of fire. This is called an annular eclipse, which is Latin for ring-shaped, and it occurs when the moon is farther away from Earth in its orbit. This greater distance from Earth makes the moon appear visually smaller than the sun. I've heard astrologers call this time, quote-unquote, eclipse season. This makes me think of how we now have pumpkin spice season, or yellow, pink, or whatever color you can imagine marshmallow peep season. Well, eclipse season works for some social media algorithms, no shade. Also, this is me winking at you through the airwaves. This naming seems to me to be a little trite. Me, I tend to lean more towards what Felicita Cantun, a Mayan Yucatec community leader, talks about. The Mayan perception that the eclipse of the sun isn't just an astronomical event. Rather, it is a cosmic drama, one of struggle, of day and night, of the good and the bad. In other interpretations, instead of struggle between the dark and the light, Felicita says that the eclipse could be seen as the coupling of the sun god and the moon goddess. This might help explain why, even as the eclipse of the sun was seen as a bad omen to the Mayans, it was also seen as a time of closure and as a sign of renewal. In a lunar eclipse, the Earth passes directly between the sun and the moon. In a solar eclipse, the moon passes between the Earth and the sun. With all that is going on Earth right now between us humans, eclipse season has me thinking about the definition of penumbra, of partial shadow, and thinking about what is standing between us and the light.
You've been listening to Rain and Shine, a production of the Learning Council, produced by Corey Stanton and written and narrated by me, Calla Rose Ostrander. To submit your nature and science questions, email us at rainshineweekly@gmail.com or visit our Facebook page. And thanks for listening.